be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday, June 1st, 2023. This is my other birthday. This is my real birthday. According to all the other logins where they demand your birthday, I chose 9/11/33 because I love those numbers. But in reality, IRL, in real life, this is my birthday. So happy birthday to me. As my
so are you saying your birthday is the 1st of June?
It is.
That is the same as mine.
No.
It's true.
Well, that is a happy coincidence. I guess we've known each other for how long? 10 years, maybe?
I'd say 9 years. 2014, I would say.
I think we need a bit of this. Here's the guy that's not really blind singing. Where can I put this? Oh, hold on a sec. Oh, everything's going nuts. Let me close this, open this. I don't know what I'm doing. Come on, get to the song. There you go. Happy birthday, Frank.
Happy birthday, Tim.
I don't like this edition. That's Stevie Wonderlust. All right. I'm a little disoriented today because I've implemented a new feature with the Brave browser. I have vertical tabs, and they're throwing me for a loop right now.
Oh.
I don't know if you can see it on your screen, but on the left side, that's where all the tabs are.
Yeah.
And I'm utilizing this function, and it's taking a little bit to get used to, but we're doing it.
So what I have got a question for you on this thing is I've got this thing that says, is a sort of overlay. It says new comments will display here.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
that? Kind
of interferes with my viewing of the screen. How do I fix that?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Okay, that's all right.
That's where I can probably get rid of the comments. Let me see here. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. I think I asked them before how to do that.
No one's commenting, are they? On Restream?
No, because Restream only brings in Facebook. It only brings in Odyssey. No, it doesn't bring in Odyssey. And it only brings in, not Telegram. So it would only bring in Twitter and DLive. So that's no good. And let me change the show name because I forgot to do that. So I'll do that right now so all those can see the name of the show. Episode FAK725. I'm not sure. I'll have to find out how to get rid of the Restream overlay on the right because that is distracting. And all our chats go into the FakoTube chat, and it's okay. Epic Soul says, mine is the 23rd of June, and he will be 59. You got a couple years on me there, Epic Soul, so congratulations. And did we ask Frank how old he is?
Will you still feed me? Will you still need me when I'm 64?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm 56, so you're 8 years older. Wow. So you are a Gemini.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. If that means anything. Well, I've posted. It's hot here. It's over 30. I think it was 33 today. Ba-da-bum.
So how unusual is it to be?
At this time of year, unusual.
Quite early, isn't it?
It's unusual. This is July, end of July weather. So I'm not complaining. It's very hot, though. And what else do I have to report? Last night I took the night off because I was installing, and I know this is going to freak all you
RF energy people out. I installed a Wi-Fi mesh network in my place. What is that? Do you know what that is? Wi-Fi 6?
Yes, I kind of know what it is, but I haven't installed it. I've just cabled everything up because in my house the Wi-Fi was interfering with my wife using she does a lot of work calls, mm-hmm. you know, using what's it called? Using Zoom.
Yeah.
And trying to use Zoom with a Wi-Fi connection has been terrible. So we've just wired her in.
Well, that's smart anyway. Well, I have a lot of Internet of Things devices in the house, and I'm not afraid of Wi-Fi. I don't really believe it alters our whatever. And so I installed Wi-Fi 6. I'm only telling everyone this because I'm a technology guy. I'm just sharing what I think are true ideas about what really is trying to kill us and what's not. And so Wi-Fi 6, I installed the Wi-Fi 6 mesh network, and I installed 6 access points all over the place, upstairs, downstairs, middle stairs. And what they're supposed to do is work together, so to blanket the area. And they're supposed to limit the power because as you move around with your wireless device, like a phone, it's supposed to pass you off to the nearest one. Now, the farther a transmitter needs to transmit, the more power it needs. So theoretically, there should be a lot less power being pulsed around the house. That's my theory. And it just passes off seamlessly.
I will be interested in the results.
Well, it's working well. And that way you have only one. And once you configure one, when you turn on the next one, it configures itself pretty much because it just learns from the other one.
So presumably that means your robo vacuum cleaner is going to work perfectly now, does it?
Yes. Well, I'm lucky that one of my children has discovered vacuuming and actually enjoys it. So there's the robo vacuum cleaner. Wow. And she even gets into corners. I don't think the Roomba does that. Although I have always thought of getting a Roomba, but our house is too small and I don't think it can climb stairs. Yeah. Okay. There's the technology report there. So Wi-Fi 6. I only noticed this because I went to my father's place and I saw my phone said Wi-Fi 6. And I said, oh, this is interesting. I didn't even know there was a Wi-Fi 6. And it just so happens he got a new router with Wi-Fi that had the newest generation. So I looked into it. I didn't know there was a Wi-Fi 5 or Wi-Fi 4. And by the way, I never usually turned on 5G in the house, but yes, this thing runs them both at the same time using whichever one is better. And it's smart enough to figure out what's better. So we have 5G pulsing around here. So if I keel over and don't show up next week, you'll know why.
No, I won't.
No, you won't. But I'm not afraid of 5G either. Are you?
I would say that I'm not. I guess I'm sort of discarding all theories
mm-hmm.
and just working on prayer, really. That's the only theory I'm working on at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to tell the people or talk to the people on what they're afraid of. And I know people have been known to be afraid of such things. And
I'm coming more to the view that we have nothing to fear except fear itself, really.
Yes. And the reason it came up in my mind today is I watched this really good video. Somebody in the Fakeologist Discord at fake11.com/Discord. Yes, it's still going. Drop this really good video in from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, who is big on Epic Cash now, coincidentally, and will be accepting Epic Cash for all his healthy products. Fakeologist has no healthy products. We just have donations if you like the show. But anyway, these guys, Todd Callender and this woman here, who looks older, and Mike, were discussing a type of Dallas Goldbug theory. That yes. I thought you, what, did you already watch this? Have you done your homework already?
Yeah, I watched this and listened to Lynn O'Tell. To me, these guys are really just confirming all of the things that I was ridiculed about in 2014.
Well, but they're coming at it from a slightly different angle. And Todd Callender is the one that brought up the COVID kill box, which I do, which basically outlines the legal framework for the COVID bioweapon slash countermeasure. Now, I don't think a bioweapon is really anything more than just poison. I mean, back in the old days, it would just say, grandma killed grandpa with poison. I guess today you'd call it a bioweapon. So I don't really think it's any high-end, super technical, biotechnologically crazy product. It's just poison.
Yeah, and it's a kind of return to the stuff that was going on in France that caused a big scandal where there was a whole group of people that were poisoning people.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Oh, I think we're talking about the 1700s somewhere.
Yeah.
That all became public at one stage.
Oh, interesting. Should we look that up? I'm trying to figure out how to. I'm really mixed up with this vertical tabs, but I think I like it. I think it just
derailed you from what you're trying to talk now. So let's not do that. But yeah, I'd say.
Okay, so the Todd Callender is the one that started off with this idea of the COVID kill box.
But before you move to that, if we talk about the fact that they're not signing their oaths and
right.
Remember that it's really exactly what Dallas Goldberg was saying, where the people that are nominating for office are being vouched for. So they're not even producing birth certificates and so on. The people that are running for office just, they say, oh, I'm Joe Biden, and they get someone to vouch for them. There's no evidence that they are Joe Biden.
That's right.
In the same way that the wrestler became, Jesse Ventura, that's not his name. He got into office with the name of Jesse Ventura and signed his documents, Jesse Ventura.
Which presumably would allow him to not be responsible for anything that happened with that name.
Well, he just simply says, well, that's just a persona. What are you trying to ping that on me for?
I'm going to look up Dallas Goldberg vouching for candidates. Okay. At wellaware1.com. And I have ridiculed Frank in the past for a lot of his views that emanated from Dallas Goldbuggery. And maybe a lot of the stuff was wrong, but maybe it was to obscure what was right. Now, if anyone can figure out where on WellAware 1 we could find that, it would be...
It's all been wiped out.
Kidding.
The whole thing's just been completely wiped out. You'd have to... have some sort of way back machine to get it.
Hmm. Was it on a specific page, many pages?
I'm not sure. I stay in touch with him and he occasionally responds, and I'm just trying to find out where all his stuff is. But the responses are sparser and sparser at the moment. So he's obviously decided just to.
Can we call him?
Live a life. Maybe.
I'm clicking on his webpage. It's not even coming up.
No, it's gone.
WellAware1 is gone?
Yep, well and truly gone. Years ago.
Oh, what's still coming up in the search results? How useless is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do we get a hold of the guy? I guess we can't.
I can try and organize something through Skype.
Wish you would. Is he on there as Ed Chiarini or WellAware1?
Ed Chiarini in my Skype thing.
WellAware. Okay, WellAware where it doesn't work. Ed Chiarini.
Yeah, he's here. I'll see if he's happy to talk on Fakeologist.
Ed Chiarini. I don't have him here. Is it Ed Chiarini? Chiarini?
Can I share the...
Just tell me his username.
Well, it's Ed, capital E, D, space... Mm-hmm. Chiarini, Chiarini.
Chiarini, okay. Is it live colon CID underneath the name? No, that's Edie Chiarini. Chiarini. Let me try again. Ed Chiarini. He's on Patreon as of now, 2021. Okay. I don't have it here. Can you give me his user ID?
How do I do that?
Well, look underneath his name in the Skype directory. It'll give you his actual ID. It says a little S for Skype. For instance, I'm the fakeologist. I'm actually fakeologist in the directory.
Well, I'm going to share the contact with you.
Okay, go for it.
I think I can. I think I've got you on Skype as well. Yeah, I have.
Of course, fakeologist.
Okay, so I've shared that contact with you.
Okay. Chat. Okay. You just call them.
Why not? Give it a try.
In the old days, people used to call people.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
And they didn't answer the phone.
My children actually rang me for my birthday yesterday. I was nearly fell off my perch.
Said Ed isn't online. I'm going to add him as a contact. If I can, add him as a contact, and we'll add him. What, add him to a group? No, I don't want to add him to a group. Okay, I'll add him to favorites then. Okay, he's not there. Okay, we'll try and get him on.
Why not? I think it'd be fun.
Okay, so the thrust of this video, we'll go back in time. And hold on, well aware backup. What's this?
Oh, wow.
Well, this is archive.org.
Hey, everyone. Dallas Goldbug here. I have some audio for you that is amazing. This is about the synagogue shooting that just took place.
Yeah, it's buffering a bit.
The audio...
As it does.
Audio archives for the dispatch for that location.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I can't put up with buffering there. Okay, well, so there is some well-aware stuff there. I'll put a link to this in case anyone wants to look at it later. This will be in the show notes.
His eyes look a bit close together, so he might start
a transvestigation away.
Yeah, straight away.
Okay, I think I blew away my other page here that I used to have going. Here we go. Yeah, there's still something wrong with the fakeologist fakeotube system here, it seems. Let's see here. Okay.
So anyway, the things that they are talking in the video we was talking about is happening in Australia too, where, you know, oaths are not being properly made. Kings are not properly swearing in. There's no such thing as a Queen of Australia. There's no such thing as a Queen of Canada. And so the legal system really is in a shambles.
Mm-hmm. It's being ignored. No, it's not in a shambles. It's being ignored. I think that's the thrust of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's absolutely being ignored.
And so everything's just done on the basis of essentially contract. If you have inadvertently entered a contract, you may not realize it.
Yeah.
And you're fighting your legal case on one set of grounds. And that's just not the jurisdiction you're in.
Yeah, let me play a bit of this. And unmute the damn thing. Unmute.
If you go to that address, I just...
Yeah, he has a separate oath. It's really interesting.
Hold on a second.
So what does this mean in a practical...
Before we got the information right, it's quite a story. So Lisa, she mentioned, has been working with us for a couple of years now. And from the time I filed the lawsuit against the DOD, we just kept running into very strange issues as it related to the conduct of the DOD itself, calling these shots, you know, countermeasures effectively weapons. And so Lisa decided to put a Freedom of Information Act request into the DOD to see, number one, whether or not the Secretary of Defense, or I should say Mr. Austin, had registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, number one. And number two, whether he had a valid oath of office. Oddly enough, it was taking some of the neighborhood of 9 months before we got the information. We were gearing up to sue to enforce the FOIA request. And about that time, along came the affidavit of Mr. Austin, and a whole lot of other people, the entire cabinet, effectively. And to our very much surprise, we came to find that all of the affidavits for the oath of office, as required, by law, 5 USC 3331 and 3332. They were all either defective or missing entirely.
So what does this mean in a practical sense? I mean, it sounds like they are imposters.
Yeah. Well, this is the funny part. You could expect that maybe somebody forgot to have their oath of office notarized, right? Because that's really where we see the common defect. But not to have the entire cabinet's oaths of office completely missing. You know, these are required by law. How else would we prove there is a duty of this person serving this role to the people that they are representing or the people that the government represents? And so there's a requirement of a written oath that comes all the way back from the Civil War. And if they're missing that, the statute reads that all of their acts are void ab initio, as though they didn't happen.
That's amazing, huh? I think this is all part of just the corporation deception that's going on. I think they abandoned the Constitution a long time ago. It could be 100 years. It could be 75 years with Kennedy. Somewhere along the way, it just ended.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, sorry. I have the view that they're just steadily perfecting the system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have, you know, this the World Health regulations coming through at the moment, where what's happening is that there's a claim being made on each that the World Health Organization can declare a pandemic. And if each country doesn't disavow this claim by November the 27th of this year, then that's it. That rule becomes a rule. And in our country, we're being distracted from that by this crazy notion about having the voice for Indigenous people. So the idea that this other particular treaty is being brought in is not even being considered. Mm-hmm. So for any Australians listening, there is a petition that you can sign to petition our government to actually vote on the topic of the World Health regulations coming in.
Okay. Do you want to bring that up and share it?
Sure, I probably can.
There's another aspect that I want to bring up, something else I am trying to get through. It's a 3.5-hour documentary called The Masters of Money. And this ties in with the Epic Cash community because the guy that did this documentary, Let me bring it up here. I'll put it on the screen here so you guys can look if I can get this over here. Hold on a sec. Or I'm a little disorganized tonight. Not the normal, extraordinarily polished show. Oh, I see why. I'm having a hard time because the tabs are on the left now, so I have to try and drag the tabs over to the left, which is tricky. Let's see. Okay, here it is. It's called Masters of Money. Have you ever heard of this?
I have heard of Masters of Money. I think I may even have a copy.
Did you watch it back in the day? It's Bill Still. Not Still Bill, but Bill Still.
I'm reasonably sure I have watched it. I've watched a lot of money stuff.
Go ahead.
I've got the link to the petition for Australian participants.
Okay.
Do you want me to share my screen?
Yeah. Why? Oh, I think your phone's ringing. The Masters of Money is relevant to this conversation because it seems like every single turning point in American history was based on somebody who wanted to change the money system. None of the official stories are real or why a lot of these presidents became dead presidents.
Yeah.
They all had something to do with wanting to change the money system.
Yes.
It wasn't political at all. It was all money, 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 because that's the only game in town. It's the only business worth being in.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. And if I may say, it is a bit like the situation with Epic Cash. You know, if they're successful in having Epic Cash become a common denominator of trade, or a common medium of trade, then the obviously the inventors of Epic Cash are going to have a big chunk of their purchasing power. It'll be created from their efforts to get people to use their currency.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, it's a very similar situation.
Well, even if Epic Cash is not, doesn't dominate, and there's no way it'll become the official currency. However, if it is believed to be everything it's sold as, then it will be in a very good model for anyone who wants to start their own currency. And that could be a village, it could be a city, it could be a state.
I agree.
Don't forget, before the Federal Reserve or before the red, well, whatever they're called, the federal or the U.S. Reserve notes, which was before the Federal Reserve notes, the United States federal notes, the red seals, that kind of thing. There were many, many, every bank had its own currency.
Yeah.
And this was just to prevent people from losing all their money when the bank went under.
Yep.
But there's nothing to say we could have many different currencies. As a matter of fact, with Change Now, and I'm doing a little sales pitch because of Epic Cash, because Change Now is a website where you can change your crypto from one to another quite effortlessly. So, for instance, if you're going to say I'm going to Texas and they only take Texas crypto, then I'd have to find out whatever I had and go to Change Now or another money changer, I guess is what you'd call it, to get into the Texas currency. If we didn't have a currency in common, that is. Maybe they'd take Epic. I don't know. But with technology, it wouldn't take too much time, would it? It wouldn't be too hard of a job.
Oh, as I said, to me, the key point is that the participants in the money system all need to understand how that money system works and to participate in its regulation. That's really, in my mind, the key feature mm-hmm. of any fair currency method, of any fair money system,
yeah.
is that the participants all fully understand how the unit of exchange is created, how it's controlled, what are the rules of circulation going to be. And without that, you haven't got you're not in a reasonable bargaining position.
Now, DB user is asking, did Trump's cabinet sign the oath, Obama's? No, this guy is speculating. This goes way back.
Yeah.
This oath thing. It's just more obvious now because it's so obvious that we have the kakistocracy running, just the dumbest of the dumb. Now they're mocking us. That's really why it's more obvious than ever. They're mocking us. They're trying to poison us. Where before most people didn't pay attention to political theater, now you kind of have to because I think they're trying to kill you. So now we have so many more investigators into political fakery, media fakery. That's why I did a show on The Daily, because there was just too much to cover. There was so much coming to light every single day.
Yeah.
But I thought I'll just bring you the highlights every day if I can write them all down fast enough and just bring them to you and then go away at the end of the day and come back tomorrow. But I really am trying to tie everything together in a way that's unique by having Frank on once a week and other Uncle Vigilante, because I think really everything goes down to money. Because with the money, you have the control.
Well, I just think, I think that's the tool, certainly. But really, we are talking biblically, aren't we? Because really, we are saying that you won't be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And we can interpret that 9 million ways. The mark yeah. could simply be the Deutschmark, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, these guys are attempting to establish a system where you won't be able to buy or sell in this world without
a digital ID,
agreeing to their rules and their rules may be, you know, you agree that we can terminate you whenever we feel like.
Yeah. I'm just
It is a slave system. And that is described outright in the Bible, you know, in black and white. And just, so I don't think, to me, there's not much doubt about what the script is. Mm-hmm. We don't know if the book was written, you know, 10 days before I was born or 2,000 years ago. We don't know any of that, but it's pretty clearly the script. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would too.
And so I think the remedy is there in the script. And and listening to people like that fellow you linked to, the one that's got the private trust ideas.
Yeah, Clint Richardson. We have Clint to get him on eventually.
Yeah. And I just think these are the people we need to listen to. And they basically are, you know, not even talking about the Bible, but the net outcomes are the same.
Escape, really, yeah.
It's really a case of what you, how you want to play it. I mean, you can just roll over and go with the mark, or you can try and work your way out of it through, I guess, understanding what the system is. And this thing you posted, where identifying that a lot of the commands are you know, broken from the start, are illegal right from the start, have no enforcement from the start, ab initio, as they say, is a very important point.
Yeah, I would agree.
But people need to know how to apply that by using I'm suggesting the best way to do that is the conditional acceptance route, where you're not disagreeing with them. You're simply saying, yeah, I'll do that if you can provide me evidence that you have the authority to do it.
Yes.
And that way you're not fighting with anyone. You're not arguing with anyone. You're being very agreeable.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say they have the evidence. So I think you need to make a little stronger condition of acceptance than that.
Yeah.
But you have the link to that Australia get out of the WHO thing?
I've put it up there. Can you see it on the screen?
No, but I need the actual physical
link. Oh, yes, okay.
Digital form, so I can cut and paste it and do some copy pasta and put it into the show notes, please and thank you. You can put it in the FakoTube chat. You can put it in our little private chat here.
I'll put it there in the private chat.
Oh, okay, thank you. You're most efficient. Most agreeable you are.
That'll be show note. One is here to serve, as you know.
That'll be show note number 3. That's a pretty funny looking... I see. Safelinks.protect.
Oh, hang on, it's come from my... Let me see if I can get it a better way.
Yeah. I can't believe you're using Microsoft Outlook email.
Well, I've actually just moved to Proton Mail.
Oh, good to hear. Or Tuta Nova. Greg Shantz, our latest monthly donor, uses Tuta Nova.
Okay. How's that for a better link?
Okay, I'll look for it. Let me just make sure I got it right. Tuta Nova. It's a funny name. Tuta Nota. It's apparently a good email provider. That's not the Demoncrats or the Demon System. Okay, so that'll be show note number 3. And show note number 4 will be the Australian thing. That's much nicer. That'll be show note number 4. Okay. Any chance that petition will have any positive results?
I can't speculate, really.
No, I say no. I'll speculate for you. No.
Thank you.
But anyhow.
My optimism.
My realism replaces optimism.
Yeah, so I'll just keep a lid on the optimism and just say, don't know, mate.
Not a hope, but the question is, mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I said, it's like I keep asking myself, do I just accept the Bible's the script and we just have to accept that this is how it's all going to play out?
Yeah.
Or do we, you know, do our best to try and defeat it?
Well, knowledge is power. That's all we can do is just keep on pumping out what we think is correct. But this guy here, Todd Callender, I think this is good stuff. I don't think this is conspiracy candy. I think he's on the right track. And if he really is digging in to try and use the court system to figure out what's going on, I think this is totally right. I think it's totally right.
I guess, Mike, what I would suggest to people is if it's the court system that's corrupt, you're bringing charges against people is not going to help you. It's only going to help you defend your own position, where, you know, they say you've got to come to court, and you say, "Well, prove that you've got authority to even hold a court."
Yeah, and they'll just bring in guys with guns and costumes.
Well, maybe, but in the end, if you understand what I'm saying, if they don't have the paperwork to in their own system.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they're going to just use guns, well, that's okay. There's not much you can do about that, but it's not done legally then, at least, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas trying to use that system to prosecute people and get damages, if it is corrupted, is more difficult.
Well, everyone should watch this video. I don't watch a lot of Mike Adams videos, but because he's an Epic Cash guy, I have been watching a few extra ones. He's on Brighteon. If you want to see where I sourced this video from, you just go to source, click on the link, and you'll find it.
Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com.
And he has good technical audio and video. It's actually a pretty good site. And he is the Health Ranger Report. And
he does seem to have followed the Alex Jones format, though, doesn't he?
A little sensational?
Well, you know, the table and the blue color and the...
Yeah, oh, you're talking about his news desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Now, I'll just put a link to this website here, which is... UncleVigilanteNaturalNews.com, and here's a link where Mike Adams and Uncle Vigilante talk. Lots of little pop-up commercials here. So much for Brave browser blocking all these pop-ups. And yeah, here they are here.
Greetings. Shout out Dark Star for pulling that masterpiece together. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. I am so excited about today. You know, you are a highly respected voice when the likes of Robert Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, when their teams are calling you, asking you permission to come on your show. Well, let me tell you, that's who we have today. We have Mike Adams.
Uncle Vigilante is the cheerleader in chief of Epic Cash. There he is. So he missed us this week. I will, because he's the sponsor of FakoTube, I'll put a link in the show notes to his show with Mike Adams. Did you watch that?
No, haven't watched that yet. The show that I did enjoy was Lynn Ertel again.
Oh, good.
She, while I don't agree with necessarily all of her stuff, what she did say, she differentiated between the monolith, I don't remember her terms, but the monolithic view about how the world is run and the
polylithic.
Yeah. I thought that was
an interesting concept.
A very way to frame it. A very good model, I think, is my usual way of saying it. The only thing I can suggest in terms of the monolithic structure are things like the collusion on space, nuclear weapons, South Pole treaties, and the latest carryings on with pandemics and World Health Organization regulations being adopted unilaterally by all countries.
And I guarantee almost nobody knows that's happening right now.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
There's almost nobody talking about it, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Let's type it into the pre-search. World, so we'll call it WHO health regulations to be adopted. What is the date of decline on that?
My memory is November the 27th. Well, that's the number in my head.
Okay. I'll just put on November 7th, see if that works. Because nothing really is coming up.
Except for the petition I've just sent to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't see it anywhere in here. I'll bring up your petition now. I just don't see it anywhere. And here we'll bring it up. Australia rejects amendments to the 75th WHO International Health Regulations. Okay. They were adopted by the 75th World Health Assembly on 27 May 2022.
Yeah, so okay. It's 18 months. So 27th of November is correct.
Very interesting. Well, again, I just don't know if anyone outside of very tiny circles in every country have any idea what's about to happen.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization is seeking to have the 194 member nations of the World Health Assembly adopt amendments to the international health regulations in addition to a new international agreement referred to as the Pandemic Treaty. Now, these changes would make the World Health Organization's proclamations binding and increase the organization's funding and power. The amendments will lead to a further loss of Australian sovereignty, the creation of a new global bureaucracy, the introduction of a global digital health certificate, and the expansion of the World Health Organization's emergency powers. Now, from my perspective, anything which expands the World Health Organization's power is bad. I've asked the Federal Department of Health here in Australia whether they intend to be involved, and they've told me that they will be involved in the process. The amendments are currently being negotiated without public input. And having just been through the last 2 years, we all know that handing bureaucrats more power is a bad idea. If passed, these amendments will lead to the erosion of civil liberties, privacy, and human rights. Now, you can view the proposed amendments via links to the World Health Organization's own website in the description below. But what's needed is awareness. Most people just simply don't know what's happening. So talk to your friends. And we also need people to write to their local member of parliament to ask them to oppose the treaty and to oppose the amendments to the international health regulations. We haven't got much time. We need you to act today.
Yeah, it's pretty brief. I don't think there's enough explanation as to what the hell
to act today.
The changes are the World Health for most people. What do you think?
Look, I think they could do a better job for sure. But
that was Alex, Senator Alex Antic. He's up to his old antics.
Boom, boom.
And no comments. Come on, Alex. Don't the gold is in the comments. Whose side are you on? I hate you need comments for elaboration. Like someone could easily say, well, what is the biggest problem with the amendments? I think the biggest problem is the amendments include future amendment formula, which will make things go even faster. Is that not the main amendment of this?
No, the biggest problem is that the World Health Organization can declare a pandemic or an emergency, a health emergency, which could be based on climate, could be based on anything.
Right.
and they can come in and just basically take over government in Australia.
Okay.
And it'll be the same in Canada. It will be the same everywhere.
Well, how many countries did he say?
All of them? As far as I know, it's all of them.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, interesting.
But that's a petition that I guess I'm hoping people will sign.
Yeah,
to try and at least get our politicians to vote on the topic rather than just let it slide. At the moment, if we ignore it, it's the same as all of these things. A claim has been made. You know, like in the absence of Jesus Christ, I claim ownership over all your living souls. And if you don't dispute it, then it comes into effect from 27th November 2023, all over the world.
Let's go to the FakoTube chat and see if anyone here has anything to say on that. We have Skate and Destroy saying happy birthday to Frank and I. Epic Souls, happy birthday. Skate and Destroy is afraid of the frequencies. He thinks I'll grow extra limbs and go spend more time in the wilderness. Well, you know, I just don't like mosquito and black fly bites, so I feel pretty good now. Skate and Destroy said Jesse the Mind promoted the clot shot. Yeah, he sure did. I like Jesse is a good speaker, but he's wrong on too many topics for me to endorse him in any way. I just like how he talks. And
I think it's a fair comment that we've had a whole lot of people are now saying, you know, all these clot shots this and how egregious it was, but all that was true at the time that they were coming out. Why weren't they speaking up then? As my favorite punching bag at the moment being John Campbell, Dr. John Campbell is in that boat, as Rachel pointed out.
Here's a nice link in the FakoTube chat. FakoTube chat, you can put actual links in and we can click on them. And he said that he was listening to Quite Frankly, who's a podcaster, talking with Noor Bin Laden. Of the Bin Laden crime family. Interesting.
Wow.
And Noor Bin Laden has a website called WeHurtOthers.com, which, of course, is the expansion of the acronym WHO, the WHO acronym, We Hurt Others. And where the heck did it go? We Hurt Others. Here it is. So this is their website, We Hurt Others. I'll put a link to that one in the show notes because this looks like it's worth looking at. And you just press the down arrow, I guess, here. And, yeah. It's got a lot of stuff here. And top 10 reasons to oppose the amendments to the international health regulations. Number one, change from advisory to mandatory. Oh, I love that word, mandatory.
Oh, no, it's a favorite.
Change the overall nature of the World Health Organization from an advisory organization that merely makes recommendations to a governing body whose proclamations would be legally binding. Wow. Potential rather than actual emergencies. Ooh, that's a bad one. It greatly expand the scope of the international health regulations to include scenarios that merely have a potential to impact public health. There's your climate change. Disregard for dignity, human rights, and freedoms. They want to take that out of somewhere. Give the director of the WHO control over the means of production. Ooh, that's communism right there. Through the allocation of plan for health products to require developed states and parties to supply pandemic response products as directed. Sounds like vaccines.
Well, they're also going to, I mean, the likelihood is that vaccines for animals will be mandated. They'll also be oh no, your chickens have got Asian flu, we'll have them all slaughtered. You know, like apparently there are already instances of
all over the place, including Russia, by the way.
Yeah. So it was you that posted. I'm just going on your stuff at the trial.
That's right. I think I posted it here at shorts.fakeologist.com, which is a place where I just put videos and stuff that I don't really feel like commenting on. I just drop it in there.
So and I guess to me, further confirmation of the megalithic nature of the control system.
Yeah, so at least this website, We Hurt Others, spells out the problems. The mandatory medical treatments, that's a big problem. Give the WHO the authority to require medical examinations, proof of prophylaxis, proof of vaccine, to implement contact tracing, quarantine, and treatment. Global health certificates. Goodbye traveling. Loss of sovereignty. Override decisions made by sovereign nations regarding health measures.
But apart from that, it's all pretty good, you know? There's no real problem.
Sarcasm.
Apart from all that.
Wow. Well, why don't we just find Skate and Destroy? Do you have a link to the quote? Frankly, I'll listen to that. If you could put a link to that, I guess I can find it. I guess I can find it because you know why? I use presearch.com. I just right click it. Here we go. Quite frankly. And nothing's coming up. Wait, my chat with Noor bin Laden from 2020. So that's Osama bin Laden's niece. Ooh, okay. Nothing suspicious about that.
So does that mean it's Obama's niece?
Well, it looks like she's been on the circuit for sure. Quite frankly. Yeah, anyone that has good podcasts that they think I should listen to, just send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. I do get quite a bit of email from a couple people, so I really appreciate everybody sending them in. Appreciate that. V Heath sends me stuff. Plain as Day sends me stuff. WL Waterloo sends me stuff. And sometimes they send a lot of stuff. And I posted a link to the Money Masters. It's 3.5 hours. It's a little boring, but it goes right back to Caesar. Caesar was trying to change the money system, and you know what happened to him. It's really fascinating.
He became someone else.
Oh, did he?
He faked his death and became Jimmy Carter, I guess.
Julius Caesar?
Well, I've got no idea. We don't know if any of this stuff is true, do we?
Yeah.
That's all.
Smell of things. And
okay, here's the Quite Frankly podcast. Let's see if we can figure out where the heck the audio is. His screen seems to be as crowded and as messy as mine. Where would you think you'd find it? Where would you find a podcast just looking at this page? So far, I can't figure it out. Can you?
No.
Stream? Quite Blogly. Become a patron. Okay, I can't figure it out. Well, he has a 9/11 post. The golden cover-up. Also, he believes there's gold in them, Nar Hills. Okay. Let me go to YouTube. See if the video's on YouTube. I don't see it. It looks like he doesn't post much on YouTube. Yeah, post a link if you can find it, please. Whoever it was, Noor. Let me just do a search for Noor. Here it is. Is this it? Noor bin Laden.
At this hypothetical table and soon to be forced, they're visualizing in Ukraine because it's, I mean,
I guess she's a regular
Russia
on
doesn't
his
want
show.
Them there. That's the whole point.
It's a very good question, Frank. The thing is, the people that are buying up the land, buying
Eve of WH about, I mean, we can go into what they want.
Surveillance, one world government, and into our own digital jails, and they are using the WHO.
The WHO is
one of the key chosen weapons in terms of institutions that are using to set up this infrastructure, this global architecture, whereby we would all be hooked up to a grid.
So obviously this is being made public, what is being proposed. Then there will be whatever, I don't know, they set up their own systems of debating and voting and all that stuff. When is there a decision time on this? And I know that there's, just from a standpoint of assessing their next moves, when do they try to bring this treaty up for a vote to member states and everything else? Is that soon, or what's the timeline that we're working with?
Yeah, so just a quick word on the timeline. The pandemic drafting began early 2022 after the intergovernmental negotiating body.
Okay, so there it is. I found it on YouTube. So if you want to look it up, I put a link. That'll be show note number 7, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like we have a few people in the FakoTube chat. Greg Shantz, Shaqua, Skate Destroy, Epic Souls, Nitwit, and Unknown User. So thank you guys.
And we've got people on the Restream chat, which is great. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, well, that's because we're not on YouTube anymore, and that's where most people go.
Right.
And I haven't got a chance to put up another YouTube channel. But hopefully people are smart enough to come to the FakoTube channel, which has a few people watching, 16 people watching. So thank you, guys. Please share this website. Please share the stream. Otherwise, people are not going to find us. And FakoTube, of course, is user-supported. And thanks, Greg, again, for your monthly donation. Much appreciated. And I posted a pretty good video that I haven't even finished watching on the nuclear hoax. We harp on the same kind of hoaxes day in and day out.
Well, I think the key is to understand that all of these things are hoaxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, you know, they're all hoaxes, aren't they? Oh, yeah.
Auto hoax all the way.
Can you tell me an aspect of our world which is real, apart from the boot that comes down if you don't understand how to dodge it?
Yeah, the road is real. A rock is really hard. So there are some realities, but the construct around us is off the charts. Phony baloney.
It's the threats that are told to us that are false. It's the cures which are dangerous. That's the net outcome, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, so things are a little quieter in the summer here, but I have a couple of videos on FakoTube that are pretty good.
I guess that's the key thing I'd point out to you personally, Tim, is that you will be in the same position in Canada as I am here.
I have no doubt. We are pretty
unless your government is prepared to vote on this World Health Organization, if they just let it slide, then it becomes so.
By default.
An offer has been put on the table, and silence is going to be assumed as acceptance.
Canada's stance and these international health regulations are from 2005. Oh, sorry. These are the amendments to the 2005. Okay, so the 75th, this is where it's sort of a mishmash. So the 75th World Health Assembly adopting the amendments. How would you even search for that for the Canadian version? Canada on the Amendments. Amendments. Let's see if Canada. Okay. Here's somebody, a member of parliament here in Canada. Leslyn Lewis. I don't even know if she's an actual member. They say it'll ultimately be signed in May of 2024. The Canadian government does not have a position on the treaty.
So so effectively, silence will be acceptance. So they have got a position. They're lying.
On May 19th, 2022.
Mr. Speaker, May 22nd to May 28th, representatives from 194 countries will meet in Geneva at the World Health Assembly to discuss the WHO Global Pandemic Treaty and to vote on amendments to the international health regulations. Why didn't this Prime Minister establish a public health inquiry into our COVID response before considering signing amendments to the international health regulations?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, as an active member of the WHO, Canada has always been there to push for better science, to push for better impacts in the way we collaborate around the world. Canada is a leading voice on ensuring not only that we make it through this pandemic, which is continuing to be ongoing.
This guy's a breathy fop. Very hard to listen to, but there you go. He's going to give a non-answer, so... This is the level of debate. There is none.
Yeah, there's none.
So there's someone who's trying to bring it up, but it's going nowhere. So here is a Canadian member of parliament that's at least trying to bring it up. I don't know where she stands on. I'll put that in the show notes as well. Show note number 8. This is a hard sell.
I'm looking for some fakeologists that can tell me that these World Health Organization stuff isn't real in the same way nuclear bombs are not real. That's what I'm looking for. To save me worrying for no reason. Can anybody do that? Can anyone ring in and tell me, look, everything's all right, Frank. Remain calm. That's what I'm looking for. John Le Bon, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll
ring in and tell us that it's all okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah. He did an interview with a woman who blames almost every birth defect on the ultrasound, which is really just radiation.
Yeah.
And I agree that I don't think there's any good that comes from ultrasound, but I also don't think it has nearly the potential to cause damage than direct injection into the bloodstream, which this lady kind of tossed off. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about an interview John Le Bon did, and I put it on short.fakeologist.com, where he interviewed Janice Barcelo. And that is linked right here. John is a good interviewer. I won't say a bad word about John too much. And, it wasn't a bad interview. However, I didn't really hear her say too much about vaccines, and I really do believe that that is the main problem when it comes to making people sick. I'll put a link to this, bonversations.com.
Nonetheless, I personally think the idea of ultrasound is crazy.
Well, there's nothing good that can come of it, because as she said,
completely useless bit of data.
Yeah, because
what can you do? In every way, and yeah. I can't see how it can be helpful to subject a fetus to that kind of
radiation. Treatment. Yeah, did you listen to that interview?
I haven't heard it, but I've heard similar discussions before. I probably will listen to it. Mm-hmm. It'll make me depressed though, so I may not.
I don't really think it is the danger that it's advertised as. I just don't believe it. But I don't think it's good for you. So, as I've said with vaccines, back in the day. I said, at the least, they do nothing. At the most, they hurt you.
Mm.
But they don't do anything.
No, they provide no prophylaxis. Prophylaxis against what is the issue, isn't it? Always.
Denise Barcelo, and she is Barcelo, and birth of a new, her website is birthofanewworth.com. Yeah, so interesting. Birth of a new earth. Yeah, she goes on about, I believe it, that ultrasound is the cause of autism, which makes zero sense. Let's see if she goes on about it.
So that's interesting that she would do that.
Well, it makes me wonder if she's controlled opposition.
Yeah.
$79 to register for the causes of autism. Okay. Well, I know what I think the causes of autism are. ultrasound isn't one of them.
Wow.
But she said she was banned everywhere, all social media, and only buy the book from her website. She has her own radio show on Republic.
I'm sure you've heard the nurse that was the mother, what do you call it, the midwife that was giving a tirade about the whole birth process and all the evils done even during the birthing process. Have you heard all that?
Well, there's one woman called Bauhaus Wife that I like a lot. I've listened to her. Is that who you're talking about?
Well, it could be. But you're familiar with the topic.
I'm familiar with the whole process because I went through it twice. So,
yeah.
And that's why it was only twice. It ended there. it was not good.
Oh, I was traumatized by the birth of my three children. Just mm-hmm. traumatized.
I was traumatized by the treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine how your wife was?
It is an horrific thing to watch.
I'm talking about all the machinations around the pregnancy. It's off the charts ridiculous. They scare the hell out of you the whole time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why any woman would want to go through it again.
It must be such a powerful drive, I guess, but yeah.
No, there's just nothing positive about the whole experience. It's all negative. It's all fear.
I agree. I know a fellow that I, a friend of mine at the time that his first child was born, he fainted dead away and was quite hurt in the fall.
Okay, I'm not feeling bad about that. Are you talking about during the actual birth?
Yeah, he was a witness to his wife's, to the birth. And it was so awful for him. He actually fainted.
Yeah, I got it. And hit his head on the way down.
And cracked his head, yeah.
And went into treatment next in the next room over.
Yeah, just straight out of the comic books.
Okay. Well, that's sort of not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the appointments and all the tests that are all completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Well, have we gone through everything? We've gone about an hour. Have you?
Well, I think we've done enough. I mean, to summarize, I thought Lynn Ertel's framing of the control system as being poly or mono is very worthwhile for people to hear. I think that latest video you've got on the shots is worth hearing, but I don't think that's the main problem facing people at the moment. I think the main problem facing people at the moment is this World Health Organization stuff.
And most don't even know they're facing it.
Yeah.
I knew of it. We've talked about it, but it's just not high on our agenda at all. It's not high on anyone's agenda, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we talked about a lot. We talked about Dallas Goldbug. We talked about, again, Todd Callender. You should probably go look him up and see if he's appeared on other broadcasts. It'd be interesting to hear. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And what else is it? What else do I have to say? Fakeologist.com/live. That's where the information on future shows is. There aren't too many extra websites on my site to bookmark, but that is a good one because it has a Google calendar on it. So if you click on it, and I will find it in a second here, fakeologist.com/live. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, yeah, here it is. It has a Google calendar, and you will see that I have Germ from Germ Warfare. I scheduled him twice already. I accidentally had an impromptu birthday party last Sunday, and he didn't get back to me. And then he got back to me half an hour before the show was supposed to be last Sunday, and I said, I'm having a birthday party, because I hadn't really heard back from him. A lot of people don't respond back. And so he said he wasn't feeling well still anyway. So I rescheduled for this Sunday at 1 p.m. because he is in Cape Town, which 1 p.m. Toronto time, I believe, is 7 p.m. Cape Town time. So I'm going to try and do it this Sunday again for the third time. And I like
it. All I can say is I appreciate your hard work, Tim.
Well, thank you, Frank. I am just excited that we're born on the same day of the year. That's amazing. I didn't even know that. But I have two birthdays, June 1st and 9/11. So
I think mine is the first. My other birthday is the 1st of January 1900, I think.
Oh, wow. You're a millennial, an old millennial.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to show up on the weekend for the Fakeologist audio chat?
I was listening to your audios with Rick. I think they're just super entertaining and
okay. Yeah. Sometimes I have nothing to say, so I just let him go on. He has way more to say than I do. So
yeah,
don't come for the entertaining me to entertain you because I'm kind of busy and not really necessarily paying attention. So Rick does all the talking. So I'm just a bounce board for him. I don't add much, I have to admit.
Look, and I just think the things he says are thought-provoking and
he has great. Recommended a lot of good podcasts. He put me on to Ed Opperman, who keeps republishing stuff, and he pumps out 10, 15 audios a week. I don't even know what year a lot of them are from because I have trouble. Ed doesn't put good notes, so I can't tell if this is something that's from way in the past, but there a lot of entertaining stuff. It's quasi conspiratainment. It's sometimes just other topics that are sort of interesting, but I do appreciate Rick for all he recommends.
Yes.
So that's, if you want to join in on that, anyone can join on that using the Discord platform, fake11.com/Discord. You can join in and chat with Rick and I. On the weekends, it's just off the cuff. You don't have to be invited. Just show up and start talking over Rick. Because if you don't talk over Rick, you're not going to get through. And you're good at that now. I know you're good at it. You have to be, right?
How is Rolo?
I don't have a daily update. I think he is de-poisoning himself. Because I think he went to the edge and back. Now he's back. And Rick and I were querying, how does somebody poison themselves to that extent for so long and stay alive? Well, we found out our answer. Not for that long. Although he did it for months, didn't he?
I've always expressed my astonishment. I find it difficult to believe that anyone can do it. I don't even know how you can drink a bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a modern miracle. I hope that they study his body when it's all over. Now, I'm not wishing his demise because I like the guy. but hopefully he'll be able to stay sober for long enough and see how fun life is without getting completely blitzkrieged.
Yeah.
Life is pretty awesome. As our old friend Marcus used to say. I hope he's having an awesome life because he's not doing podcasts.
When you say used to say, presumably he's still saying it.
Yeah. Maybe it's more awesome now that we're not bothering him. Okay, what's your website?
Mine?
Yours, yeah.
How to take care of your penis.wordpress.com.
But you actually have the domain again. You without WordPress.
Yes, I do. I bought the domain name and it just transfers, but you end up at the WordPress site.
Mm-hmm. So it's how to take care of your penis.com.
Yeah, and that will redirect you there, yeah.
All right. And Frank at fakeologist.com.
I am getting some emails, so thank you very much to those listeners. I appreciate the feedback.
Okay, good. We should read some next time.
They're more or less just saying that they enjoy the chat. And I get some links to some other stuff, which I've found to be terrific.
So keep feeding back to Frank. We couldn't make his email any easier. Frank at fakeologist.com. I'm Ima, I-M-A, at fakeologist.com.
The only problem is I can't reply from that email address. My responses may end up going into junk mail or something because I respond from the Hotmail account.
That's fine. I'm sure Fakeologist goes into the junk mail too sometimes. So I wouldn't worry about it. The junk mail is extremely arbitrary. You probably are better off sending from Hotmail, especially if you're sending to Hotmail, because obviously they approve their own mail internally. Yeah.
So if anyone has written to me and hasn't received a link, haven't received a reply, please check your junk mail because I have replied to everything so far.
And there are multi-levels of junk mail in Gmail. There's promotions and spam and flyers and you name it. So, try a new email service, Proton Mail or Tuta Nota. Anything but the big guys. Just get away from them. They're annoying. But thanks, Frank. And same bat time, same bat place next Thursday.
If the Heavenly Father permits it, I'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
And you. Bye.
Bye-bye.